Bishop Trimble himself adds his voice along with many other attendees at the 2024 session of the Indiana Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church, sharing what they feel encouraged about in the United Methodist Church moving forward. You are welcome to be encouraged with Bishop Julius C. Trimble. Bishop Trimble is on a mission to encourage you with the love of Jesus Christ so you can rise to your highest potential. On To Be Encouraged, Bishop Trimble speaks to a discouraged world with a good word on the pandemic, racism, the environment, human sexuality, and the state of the church, with a focus on centering your life on the love of Jesus Christ. Has there ever been a more needed time for an encouraging word to our world? This is your time to rise to your greatest potential and to be encouraged with Bishop Julius C. Trimble. Hello, good people. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here. I am the co-host and the producer of Bishop Julius C. Trimble's To Be Encouraged podcast. This is a special episode of the podcast, second part of a multiple-part series of podcasts from the actual session of the Indiana Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. This particular recordings were recorded on June the 6th, 2024, from the St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, where the annual conference session was being held. The interviews were conducted shortly after Bishop Trimble's Episcopal address, which, among other things, indicated shared about the cultivating of joy, that God still reigns, that God's grace is abundant, and that there is a future and a hope in the United Methodist Church and some things to be encouraged about. So in this particular session, we talked to some of the people who attended that worship experience and were attending conference to get their take, their views on what is encouraging to them about the future of the United Methodist Church moving forward. I would note that we have several interviews here and that these were conducted in the hallway in the lobby area outside of the main sanctuary. So that means there's extraneous noises going on and the sound quality may not be what you're used to here on the To Be Encouraged podcast. I just ask you to be understanding of the environment. I did want you also to know that there's the voices of several people, but the last voice that you will hear in this podcast episode is of Bishop Trimble himself, his own reflections about the annual conference session, which is his last annual conference session as a presiding bishop, and certainly the themes of what is there to be encouraged about, what are some encouraging signs in the church moving forward. I think you'll find this an enlightening episode of the To Be Encouraged podcast, where these voices are heard, encouraged voices and encouraging voices about what is in store for the United Methodist Church moving forward, particularly post-General Conference 2024. So I ask you to take it to heart, listen, learn, and apply it into your life and ministry situation. So let's get into the conversation right now. Hey, we are here at the Indiana Conference of the United Methodist Church, where the theme is Cultivate Joy, and on the To Be Encouraged podcast. And our guest today is...
Tyler Fiscus.
Tyler, tell us where you're from, what church you're connected to.
I'm from Linton, Indiana. The church that I am currently serving in is called Jasonville United Methodist Church. Funny thing is, it's only about a hop, skip, and a jump from Linton. So I'm sort of serving in the community that I grew up in. So
well, that's awesome.
It is a blessing to be able to serve the people that, you know, I actually get to, one of the coolest things about that is I get to serve communion once a week to the gentleman who basically nurtured my faith growing up. He was a overseer in the church I grew up.
Wow, that kind of comes full circle in a way that you've been able to administer the sacraments and to someone who is
sacred in your life, right?
Yeah,
in
his somebody own... provided me, probably gave me my first communion.
Well,
so I can't remember. It's been that long ago.
Sure.
But chances are he may have been the person to do that, and he's in a nursing home now.
Well, that is
awesome. I preach at that nursing home once a week, and I have a chance to spend time with him. And he started to lose his, he's going through dementia.
Uh-huh.
But just, it's amazing. You see them sing those songs. They know he could get up and preach a sermon tomorrow and not have a problem.
Isn't that great? What a witness of faith.
Yeah.
But Tyler, you're here at this annual conference. The theme is Cultivate Joy, and the theme of this podcast is to be encouraged.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get your take from your perspective as serving a church in a small rural community. What are you encouraged by here in the United Methodist Church here in Indiana moving forward? What is encouraging right now?
Well, as I said, I living in the area in which I grew up, the area that cultivated me and made me the person I am, with the good things and the bad things. I dealt with a lot of religious trauma growing up. I grew up in a church that was maybe not the most equipped to handle some subjects that they were trying to talk about. And it caused a lot of anxiety and fear in me as a child. And I'm seeing that still, unfortunately, in a lot of the kids in that area. I've had probably two conversations here in the last month or so of kids that basically feel like God hates them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not good enough, that this God just looks down on them and all he does is judge them. What gives me hope is we're finally starting to cultivate a church where those people feel comfortable stepping into it. They're not afraid of the hate and indignation that some places have given them. And I think that while right now we're in an area of uncertainty, and we feel like we're maybe sitting in the boat with Jesus and he's not quite yelled peace be still yet.
No.
But when you're looking at the opportunity that's before us,
well,
with these kids that for the first time in their life they're going to hear a gospel that's not telling them they're worthless, that's not telling them that they're not good enough, that they're not loved, that they're less than everybody else, and we have an opportunity to change the world. We have an opportunity to reach out to those people.
So you're sensing a kind of a shift from whatever it was to be a little more welcoming church, a little more tolerant of different points of view and different thoughts. And how's that being manifested in the church where you serve at?
Yeah, we've slowly been able to bring in some things we weren't doing for a while. You know, after COVID, we lost a lot of things. We stopped doing things. And I got in there about a year ago, and we've slowly started to build our Bible studies back up, do those things. And when we're slowly starting to get the kids, because we really don't have any youth. That's something that we struggle with. We're a small area, and there's a church that's their thing. They've gone
towards
the youth, and nothing against them. That's their call. That's something that they've been led to. I can't be angry about somebody as long as they're getting ministered to, they're ministered to.
Sure.
But that's a struggle for us. But those kids that are not feeling welcomed in church now are now going to feel like they have a home. Like they're not going to be judged for who they are, and we're going to be able to cultivate. Well, we've lost. I mean, we've seen how many people leave the church in the last couple years. All that I see there is opportunity.
Good.
Empty seats means a chance that you can put somebody in those seats.
Awesome. Awesome.
And the way I'm looking at it is, if you don't want to be along for the ride on that, you don't have to be.
Yeah.
You can hop off the ride anytime you want. But we're going to see some changes, and we're going to see some people who are finally allowed to love God in the way they're supposed to, and it's going to change the world.
Awesome. Think it is. Well, it sounds like you got a great outlook on things, given some kind of challenging personal experiences and things you've seen challenging in the church, in the community, and the people that you grew up with and still are part of their life, and they're part of your life. But in that culture, in the place where you're at, there's still got to be some discouraged people and some people who are frustrated and upset by whatever circumstances in life they are in, or perhaps with the church or with other things, politics and so on. But what would you give to that person who may be discouraged? What would you give as an encouraging word to that person?
Where you are now is not where you're going to be in 5 years. Who you are now is not who you're going to be in 5 years. 5 years ago, I weighed 510 pounds. I was obese. I hated myself. I was depressed. I was eating myself to death. I was a Christian, so the other option wasn't an option, so I was just going to eat myself to death. And then my nephew had to be born and give me a reason to stick around. But what had happened was my mother had passed, and I got into a very depressed state. And I remember about 5 years I walked away from the ministry. And it wasn't until I was driving through Linton, and I kept passing this Methodist church. And I love architecture. I love old buildings. And it's limestone.
Okay.
And I drive by, and I drive by, and I drive by, and I feel this call to go in. The first Sunday I go, I sit in the parking lot and refuse to go inside because I'm too afraid.
Hmm.
The second Sunday I show up, I finally talk myself into it. I walk inside, and I know half the church. You talk yourself out of things whenever you don't realize you're about to make some of the best decisions of your life.
Okay.
I'm now, at that time I was disabled. I made $1,100 a month. I had nothing. I was living with my dad. And what God has done in this last 5 years and has changed my life, He can do that for anybody. You just have to have the faith to do it, to make that step.
So you've experienced literal physical transformation, emotional and spiritual transformation. And what I'm hearing you say, Tyler, is that promise can be there for everybody, right?
You just have to make that step.
There you go. Well, thanks for sharing here today. That is indeed an encouraging word here on the To Be Encouraged podcast. Tell us one more time your name, where you're from, and what church you're connected to.
My name is Tyler Fiskus, out of Jacksonville, Indiana, and I serve Jacksonville United Methodist Church.
Well, thanks for being our guest here on the To Be Encouraged podcast.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Rolling here. Hey, this is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller on the To Be Encouraged podcast at the Indiana Conference United Methodist Church, where the theme is to experience joy. And our guest today is
Chris Kosery from Star City, Kiwanis, Monterey, Leiter's Ford, and pastor of all four.
Well, that is awesome. A four-point charge, is that right?
Yes,
four
I church? Share it with my wife.
Oh, that's awesome. God bless you, man,
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, tell us, Chris, what is your sense? You know, the theme of this podcast is to be encouraged. That's the bishop's
Correct.
Theme of what he's all about. Mm-hmm. And the theme of this conference we're in is joy.
Yes.
So what are you encouraged about in the United Methodist Church in Indiana moving forward?
I'm encouraged to see so many people, just like one lady who walked past us, who are expressing themselves fully and completely, embracing a whole group of people that literally have been underserved for so many years. And I'm talking about the same-sex community, the homosexual community. It brings me joy that we're accepting them as full members and people who want to be connected with us. It opens up our mission field immensely.
It does. It does. Well, speaking of the mission field that you serve, the four churches mm-hmm. in a rural area,
yes.
Tell me one way you're encouraged about what ministries are going on there, or maybe even be specific about some of the things that are happening there.
Well, some of the stuff that's happening is two of the churches literally are, even though they're in the middle of cornfields, are in the middle of a food desert. And the way that they come together, not just as a church, but as a community, to bring food to people who need it. We have food pantries that are literally bursting at the seams, not because of excess, but because of people wanting to help each other. And it's a beautiful, joyous thing to see that. And that would be at the Star City and the Kiwanis food pantries.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, tell me one thing. You've mentioned some encouraging thoughts that you have moving forward, and some of the things that have happened here. We're talking a little bit about a post-conflict church and things of this nature.
Uh-huh.
But we also know that there are still some people and some churches that are kind of discouraged in some situations that what's going on the last few years. What would be your word to a discouraged pastor or person in a church that could be an encouraging word to them?
Hang on tight. Literally hang on tight, because this is where the Holy Spirit works the best. It's when things always seem to be going wrong, when things are up against the wall, the Holy Spirit's going to reach in there and going to do amazing things. And again, the mission field now is just bursting with room for everybody, especially is the way the bishop puts it.
Yeah. there's room for all, a welcoming spirit. Do you believe there's a welcoming spirit in the church now, maybe even compared to where it was not too long ago?
I see a 180-degree turn in just 1 year.
Wow.
In fact, in 2 or 3 months since General Conference. I have no sense of time sometimes.
Well, that's all right. That's about right, 2 months, yeah.
I see a turn that's just positive. And just sitting through worship not too long ago, you can feel the change in the room.
Kind of a fresh air type of a vibe?
A deep breath.
A deep breath, yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Deep breath.
Very good. Well, it'll be interesting to see how God's going to work in your four churches,
yep,
and in the United Methodism in Indiana and points moving forward.
Yep.
And thank you for serving in the situation you're in. And to tell us one more time your name and where you serve.
Chris Kosery at Star City, Kiwana, Leiters Ford, and Monterey Churches.
Well, thank you for your service, and thank you for being our guest here on the To Be Encouraged podcast.
Thank you.
All right, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here on the To Be Encouraged podcast on the floor of the Indiana Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church and on the To Be Encouraged podcast. And we are talking today with
Shannon Stringer, Director of Conference Ministries.
Very good. And while we are here at Annual Conference, since you're the Director of Conference Ministries here at the Indiana Annual Conference, and this is our big moment, the Annual Conference, give me your sense of the vibe, the sense in the air, the spirit here, maybe even a comparison to some prior annual conferences the last few years. Give me just your sense of where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, because in the hallway just now, two different people stopped to chat with me, and both of them said, when we left annual conference last year, we felt hopeful. But this year, we're finding the realization of the hope. I think that there's a real attitude of expectancy. People are excited to be in a season of pulling together. They're in a season of wanting to focus on Christ. They're in a season of being hopeful for the United Methodist Church. The opening worship was incredible, and I would say the spirit is fully in this place.
Yeah, we talked about that cultivating joy.
Yes.
And the theme of the Bishop's podcast is to be encouraged.
Yes.
So give me a sense now. You've talked a little bit about the sense of the worship and so on here at Annual Conference.
Yes.
Give me a sense of any encouragement that you sense in the United Methodist Church, here in Indiana in particular, moving forward now. What's your sense of encouragement moving forward?
My sense is that United Methodists in Indiana have been through a season with some deep conflict and some deep grief. But after the evening of weeping comes the joy in the morning, and that we're experiencing joy in the morning. Whether it's new church plants like the one in Noel, which is just doing amazing work in their community, or it's a continue to focus on those who need housing assistance or who don't have food security or are just looking to serve the communities. We have a real return to a focus on what is God calling us to, maybe even particularly in the transformation of the world, part of what we look at. Making disciples for Jesus Christ is always important. But the transformation of the world part, sometimes we can get distracted. And I feel like that distraction is coming to an end and that churches are really honing in on what is possible. I could list a lot of examples, but we'll just settle with we see churches at work, the business of God making a difference in the world, in all of our communities. It's amazing.
So some have termed the last several years, the United Methodist Church is kind of the conflict or the pre-conflict period, and where we're at now is a post-conflict period. Do you sense that that is the case? And if so, give me some examples of how you may have seen some individual pastors or people or churches kind of lived out, kind of a navigating a way of living life together, even though they may have differing points of view over some of the matters we struggle with in the church.
You know, I think one of the maybe best places I could point you would be to the incredible work of Reverend Tracy Leslie. So Tracy has been leading the Lighthouse Church ministry, and a part of what she does is she helps congregations talk to each other. She helps people who maybe don't agree on everything find common language. She helps people remember what it's like to be honest in order to build beloved community. And I think that work is evident in numerous places. She has a growing list of churches that have had this training and that are opening their doors to others in the community that are seeking welcome. And so if you're trying to look for a specific example of where these things have happened, I think honestly at this exact second there's too many examples for me to settle on one. And so I'll choose to reference Tracy and the work that she's
sure.
done as our example.
Well, you mentioned the word welcoming. And I think there's a sense among some people that United Methodist Church wasn't always as welcoming. And we now are in an era where we seem to be more welcoming. And yet there are still some people a little bit discouraged and some people still upset. What would be your word to that discouraged person or perhaps church that would be an encouraging specific word for that discouraged person moving forward?
Trust. You chose to be a United Methodist because God led you here, and you have trusted God to lead you forward. And in this season, if you are discouraged or seeking, put your trust in God. God has surrounded you with a community that is seeking to faithfully lead forward. And if you have a disagreement with how your community is leading, turn in prayer to God. Trust in God to lead you and have honest conversations with the leaders that are shaping the direction of your church and the work in your community. I think trust is really the key.
Well, thanks for sharing so much those encouraging words. And I take them to heart and I believe others will as well. Tell us one more time your name and how you serve the church.
I'm Reverend Shannon Stringer, and I serve on Bishop's Cabinet. I'm the Director of Conference Ministries, so I work with Leadership Development and Church Development, with Diversity, Missions, and Justice Department, our Board of Ordained Ministry, and our Board of Laity, and our Camping Ministries. And so I love what I do. I love the people of Indiana, and I'm excited about our future. And to quote our Bishop, be encouraged.
Be encouraged. Well, thank you for sharing today as our guest here on the To Be Encouraged podcast.
Thank you, Brad.
Close. All right, we are here at, this is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here on the To Be Encouraged podcast here on the floor of the Indiana Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. And today we are talking with
Jim Byerly, Reverend Jim Byerly.
Jim, where do you live and what church are you associated with?
I live in the Indianapolis area, and I'm associated with Castleton United Methodist Church. I just retired this annual conference.
Well, good for you. Congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
And so now you've got new things to look forward to. What's something you're looking forward to moving forward?
Looking forward to going on vacation with my wife and enjoying not having to get back right away.
There you go. Well, you know, Jim, here at the annual conference and in the United Methodist Church, we've gone through sometimes of some conflict and some discouraging times. But what are you encouraged by right now moving forward in the United Methodist Church? What encourages you?
The love and the hope of the people within the United Methodist Church.
Good.
I see a lot of love and a lot of hope.
What is some evidence of that? How have you seen that played out?
Here at annual conference, with a lot of people with their joy and their responses to individuals and those who continue to be a part of the United Methodist Church.
Awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about how you see encouragement in your particular United Methodist Church. What is happening there that's encouraging?
The people at Castleton are reaching out into the community a lot and sharing a lot in community ministries, as well as continuing to support the United Methodist Church and all of the different ministries that reach out beyond the local church. And so they support the Lawrence Township school system and the by supporting a pantry within and a lot of other ministries within the community. And this summer are doing Gleaner's Food Bank every week at a local plaza that's just a block down from the church.
Well, as a recently retired United Methodist pastor, in fact, retiring basically as of today, I assume, kind of officially, right?
Officially.
As of today. But what encouraging word would you give to a incoming new clergy person? What kind of encouraging words would you give to them?
I would tell them to trust the connectional system. There are times when you get down on it, but trust the connectional system because the others are praying for you all the time. and are caring about you, and you can care about them and also support them in prayer.
We've heard a lot of this conference about having a welcoming spirit, and sound like that's what you have in regards to new clergy coming in and opportunities moving forward, a welcoming spirit.
Most definitely.
And we see that being played out, don't we? Kind of a welcoming spirit as opposed to some of the things we've seen, kind of unwelcoming things in the last few years. So
that's correct. We have a lot of welcoming spirit.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, tell us one more time your name, where you're from, and what church you're with.
Reverend Jim Byerly. I'm from the Indianapolis area, and I attend Castleton United Methodist Church there.
And we thank you for being our guest today on the To Be Encouraged podcast. We're at the Indiana Conference of the United Methodist Church, where our theme is Cultivate Joy, and we're on the To Be Encouraged podcast with Bishop Julius C. Trimble. Bishop, this is your podcast. We're cultivating joy, and we just not too long ago had your Episcopal address to the conference, and I know there was a very profound theme to your message. Can you give us share a little bit of what your theme was in your message and how that's to carry over forward to our future here?
Well, my theme was taking a few minutes to say thank you. And of course, I've told the story many times about when my granddaughter was 3 years old and we were going through the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts, and I paid for my donuts and got the donuts and was pulling away, and she leaned forward and said, "Papa, aren't you going to say thank you? You're supposed to say thank you."
Right.
So I think coming to annual conference for me, Brad, is an opportunity to say thank you to congregations and pastors who've been faithful for the year, this past year. Also, since our theme is cultivating joy, I was really pleased by the music that we had as we opened worship, which was very joyful.
Wonderful, just wonderful.
And just praiseworthy music. People get enough negative input from outside of the world, outside of the church. And so the church really should be not only a beacon of hope, but also a consistent song of joy. And this is not to ignore the realities of life either. But so my theme really was an opportunity for me to say thank you as my last annual conference.
I also know that you touched on the theme that this is a post-conflict era, and we've got celebrating to do. We've got ministry to get after, don't we?
Yeah, at the most recent general conference, Bishop Ruby Estrella, the first woman elected United Methodist bishop in the Philippines, as she preached, she said, "Let's talk about Jesus." She mentioned the importance of focusing on Jesus, who is not only the center of our joy, but the foundation of our Christian theology and witness. And so I really do think in a post-conflict United Methodist Church, people need to experience what does this thing we call grace really look like? What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? And are we any different than the rest of the world? And so as one of the colleagues, when I first came to Indiana, I heard him say, "We can't transform the world by going to church, Brad, but we can transform the world by being the church."
Yeah, and to get after the task of being the church in this post-conflict era, which we hope that we are involved with now, to not be so absorbed in whatever agenda we have, but to be the church and to live out the grace. And as you said in your message, no matter what, God reigns, right?
God reigns. And I think, you know, some of the good news is that, you know, we don't have to use energy or resources on prosecuting our own colleagues. You know, when I think back on that, I think we'll look back and say, did we actually do that? But we actually,
we actually
expelled pastors and penalized congregations and persons for doing weddings for their own family members.
Yes.
So it's almost embarrassing to admit that that's part of our history. But we have such a history that's mixed. Most of it is us advancing the cause of Christ, but sometimes it's been excluding people.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we have to have a time of confession before we can have a time of healing and to move forward. And hopefully this era, the general conference we just had, and we're in the midst of this annual conference where there seems to be, Bishop, see what you think, I just notice a real air of kind of a fresh air, if you will, a fresh sense that God's in charge here, and we are moving forward in faith. Or do you feel that as well as I do?
I feel it. It's almost palpable, and that's a word I don't use often. It's kind of hard. It's a tongue twister.
There you go.
But,
you,
but it, But I think it literally means you can almost feel the positivity in the air. And this doesn't mean that we all are all of a sudden everybody's a progressive or liberal or whatever title we might be. I think we still are uniquely diverse, and we remain diverse. And one of the things that one of the pastors said to me, he said, I really appreciate your reaching out to me as a conservative, affirming, not asking me to become something other than who I am.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leads me to where I'm going to go next with this for just the next minute or two here. Can you kind of cite examples, kind of tangible examples, where you've seen this freshness, this new opportunity moving forward, either in a pastor or a church or a ministry, where they've been able to kind of work through some conflicts and to come out the other side and do something good for the kingdom?
Well, there are some churches. I just heard about a church yesterday that has a budget of $35,000, and they have a very, very part-time pastor. And they gave $12,000 last year to missions, dedicated $12,000. I mean, that's more than a third of their budget.
Wow.
And then also hearing about some of these new fresh expression churches, some of which I don't even fully understand. Mm-hmm. But churches that are doing dinner church and doing outdoor Bible school and really making an intentional effort, Brad, to actually reconnect with our communities. I don't think we can fail if we connect with our communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, and I think that makes a good point that the church that we are moving forward may look quite a bit different than what many of us grew up in. And the idea is to be relevant and pertinent to the needs that are here right now, whether it's like a dinner church or an outdoor thing or church in a a marina or whatever it would be to help that to happen. And we're giving opportunities, some permission giving, if you will, for that to happen. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, we've talked about risk taking for years.
Yeah.
Seems like. But the truth be told, Brad, we haven't really taken a whole lot of risk.
Oh,
we like talking about
preach,
risk taking.
Preach, Bishop, preach.
We're talking about risk, but I don't know if we want to do that. I don't know if we have enough money for that.
Yeah.
And I've said time and time again, I've been guilty of this myself. Most of our limitations are self-imposed. I'll talk myself out of saying I don't think we should really try that because it might not work.
Yeah.
And sure enough, half of the things we try don't work. But God can still bless our efforts.
Well, this is your last annual conference. We've got a couple more days to go here of it. But do you feel like you're transitioning out of this role as the bishop of the annual conference of the Indiana area? Are you leaving in good hands? Are we going to be okay moving forward? Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about that.
I think we're going to be okay. I think we're fiscally right now, we're in a good place. We have fewer churches, but I think the churches are really hone in on what their mission is, and many of our churches are excited about working the laity, working with their pastors. I think if we can really be a different example than our secular world, it seems like we've so reflected what the body politic has been in the secular world. We forgot that we're really supposed to be countercultural.
Sure.
And as our friend Paul Chilko wrote. Now, what if the United Methodist Church became known as the most loving denomination?
That'd be pretty revolutionary in and of itself, wouldn't it? Well, just one more thing. This is the To Be Encouraged podcast, and your theme is to be an encourager of other people. That's your mission. That's your mission statement. We still know there's a lot of discouraged people, and there's a lot of discouragement in the world. But what would be your word of encouragement moving forward as we have this annual conference?
Well, here's my word. If God woke you up this morning, that means that you have life and you already have love and affirmation for who you are and whose you are. And I think sometimes you need to hear a word. You don't always have to see somebody. And if you hear this word from me, I want you to know God loves you and the church does as well. And find a place where you can experience welcome. Find a place where you can experience welcome. Doesn't even have to be United Methodist. But find a place where you can experience true welcome, and you will know it when you experience it.
love to end on that. Find a place to experience true welcome. That kind of sounds like the church, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, thank you for being our guest today on the To Be Encouraged podcast here at the Indiana Annual Conference Session here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you, Bishop Trimble, for being our guest on the To Be Encouraged podcast with Bishop Julius C. Trimble.
Thank you. Be encouraged.
Be encouraged. Consider yourself encouraged and appreciated for listening to Be Encouraged with Bishop Julius C. Trimble. Now, please share the blessing and encourage others in your life to listen to Be Encouraged. You can do just that by pointing your people to the website tobeencouraged.com. That's tobeencouraged.com. Or connect through Apple Podcast, where you can follow, rate, and review To Be Encouraged with Bishop Julius C. Trimble. When you do that, you're doing your part to bring a good word to a discouraged world. Remember to listen next week to Be Encouraged with Bishop Julius C. Trimble, and never forget, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.